I didn't ask to be photographed.
What did you say? Your face was asking. That's why I took the photo.
Welcome to the Sega Nerdcast 4. I'm Chris, the editor of Sega Nerds, and I have with me Graham, the associate editor. What's up, buddy?
Hey, dude. How's things?
It's going good. I want to tell everyone that we have a really awesome show for you today. We're going to continue on about our talk about the night's rumor on the Nintendo Wii. We have a little bit new developments in that area that we can talk about and you probably haven't heard anywhere else. We'll talk about our Alien Syndrome PSP versus Wii controversy that that we stirred up. We created quite a bit of shit with that around the internet. We'll chat about the Sega 5, the five Sega games Sega released last week. We'll also talk a little bit about if Sega was the cream of the PS3 European launch. And we'll go with a little bit about what we've been playing this week, and we'll unveil the Sega PC contest winner. That sounds like a pretty damn exciting show, doesn't it, Graham?
I'm thrilled.
Are you? You should be.
I am.
As I think most people should be as well. First
scared.
Of all, before we get into the meat of the show, Graham, I want to know how your work, how your week's been going. Last week you told us about that things weren't going too good at work. Give us an update. We're all excited to hear about it.
All right. In case you didn't hear last week, I was brought into my supervisor's office and he sat me down and he basically said, look, you're not doing very well right now. You're under review because I've my direct supervisor above me, she was off ill and I had to take over her. I'm sort of a part-time team leader for that person, but
right.
I get judged on the work I'm normally do, which is processing money. So even though I'm doing all this team leader stuff, they basically were still judging how well I was doing for the processing. But because I was doing two or three jobs at a time, obviously my processing skills went down a bit. So right. I was put under review and they brought someone else in to watch me basically and see how I was doing.
Well, and you're actually under review quite a bit on Sega Nerds as well, aren't you?
Damn you. Well, thank you. Basically, good news this week.
Good news.
Good news.
You're not fired. Or maybe you quit?
No. Oh. The exact opposite of what happened last week has happened this week. Basically, I managed to...
You started actually working?
I started working a bit harder. And, well, the thing is, when I'm doing my team leader stuff, I have to write down, whenever I'm not doing sitting at my desk, doing the money side of things.
Okay.
I have to actually write that down when I'm not doing that. And I basically hadn't been keeping a good tally of the hours and minutes I've been away from my desk.
Right.
Which is why my processing looked really bad. But as soon as I started writing it all down, my processing went straight back up again. And
isn't that amazing?
Obviously, yeah. And because my supervisor has been so ill lately, she actually she could have glandular fever. And
what? Wait. What is that?
You don't know what glandular fever is?
I have no idea what glandular fever is.
That's
it has to be some kind of European only disease, kind of the bubonic plague or AIDS. Cancer. I know that came from Europe, right?
As far as I'm aware, you can get it pretty much anywhere in the world. It's do you not actually not know it is at all?
I would assume it has something to do with your glands.
You'd be right in that assumption, yeah.
Okay.
Basically, it's
and it gives you a fever.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what it is when
you.
See,
you don't even
you
know
completely. Hey, well,
call
when him
the kettle black,
did,
there, buddy.
Hey, dude. Shut up. When I was younger, I had a mild case of glandular fever myself.
Oh,
and basically,
really?
But for me, all that happened was my glands in my throat and my stomach were swelling up.
Mm-hmm.
And so my neck was a lot bigger and really painful. And also my stomach was really painful because the glands inside there were really swollen. And I was also really run down. I was really tired all the time and it was pretty bad. But because I had a mild case, it wasn't actually so bad in the long run. Apparently, with glandular fever, it can actually keep coming back if you've got a serious case of it.
Ah.
So you can actually, you can keep coming back to you and stuff. And so it looks like my supervisor just above me could actually be off for a little while. Like she's actually back this week, but it looks like she could be off in the future. And so they basically said to me, "You could be up for promotion."
So basically, her sickness is working out pretty damn well for you then.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, wait. First of all, tell me that you're not a little happy that she's sick.
Well.
A little bit.
I guess I am.
You're such a bad person.
Heck. If she was a really good friend of mine, I'd be a bit worried, but we're not that great friends. We just know each other through work.
Yeah, she doesn't need a little.
Screw her. Right. Damn it. I want a job.
You want to be a team leader.
Basically, from going from being demoted, I could almost be promoted, which I think is pretty good.
That takes talent.
Well,
I'm impressed. Now, if you start showing some of that talent around on the side, I'll be even more impressed. So now we know that your career is back on the upswing. You're climbing the corporate ladder again. What else has been going on?
To tell you the truth, not a huge amount. No, nothing really.
No,
I did. I did watch a couple of good DVDs the other day, but you probably don't want to hear about that.
What movies?
One of them was one of my all time favorite comedies from like back in the '80s. It's Blazing Saddles.
Good movie. Good movie.
Fantastic movie. God,
we're out of white women.
And also, there was another one which you might have seen or you might not have. It's a Robin Williams film, One Hour Photo.
Yes, I have seen it. It's a good movie.
Did you like it? You thought it was good?
Yeah, I like it. Robin Williams is really damn creepy in that movie.
Yeah,
I wasn't used to seeing him like that. You know, I'm always used to him being the cool uncle type of character that you'd always love to let your kids have him babysit your kids. In that movie, it just turned my world upside down. Now, I don't trust anyone to watch my kids anymore. Okay, sounds like you had a pretty good week, though. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not going to get fired anymore.
Good.
I probably did the most disgusting thing over the last 2 days that I've ever done, aside from that weekend in Mexico with my cousin.
What? How?
No. Basically, in Guam, as you... probably don't know, but if you thought about it a little bit, you might, think about it. We're in a tropical climate, so that we have a lot of humidity and a lot of moisture in the air. Well, when you have, sidewalks and concrete everywhere, there's a lot of, just gunk that gets built up over time on your sidewalk. So there can be concrete laid down and it's nice and clean, and like 6 months later, it's almost completely black just from mold and just all kinds of gunk starting to grow on it. And it becomes kind of hazardous because it gets kind of slick. So, especially when it starts raining outside, it gets really slick and people can actually slip and fall on it and, get hurt.
Yeah.
So, we have to clean those off, at our house on base. And what we use are these pressure washers that basically just shoot like really high-powered streams of water onto it, and you just have to clean it off. And I had to do that outside, in my front and back patio and in my air conditioner. Area, and I literally was covered with moss and grass and bits of animal pieces all over me.
What?
Yeah, because there's animals, there's frogs and like geckos and stuff all around there. And when you're spraying, these things just kind of get like they explode, on contact. But I literally had crap like all over me. I looked like the swamp thing coming back in, and I just. Oh, it was so gross.
Did you cry?
So, but the good thing is my patios are clean now. My sidewalks are clean again. So that was basically how
my
week.
So no old lady slipping over then?
Yeah, my family's now safe from slipping, but I've pretty much decimated the gecko population on Guam, I think. So there's no more geckos on Guam now, thanks to me and my pressure washer.
Good stuff.
So, okay, we all had a good week. Enough of that. I think you heard enough about, Chris and Graham. Now we're going to go into some Sega news. The first bit of Sega news that we have is I'm sure you're all aware of the Knights rumor that the official Nintendo magazine printed last week or the week before, and that we talked quite a bit about in last week's Nerdcast. Well, this week we have a little bit new developments, like I said earlier. And the first up is Spung.com has confirmed that Nights is in development. And this happened shortly after we actually published last week's Nerdcast. So we weren't able to talk too much about it, but I think on Monday or Tuesday is when that came out. What do you make of that? I know Spung hasn't been the model for reliability in video game journalism throughout their history, but do you think this has any meat to it, Graham?
I honestly have no idea. I know they put up like confirmations on rumors before, and it turned out crap. I'm not sure Spong would be the. Is that how you pronounce it, Spong?
I think it's Spadong.
Sorry.
I don't know. I think I don't know if it's Sponge or Spong. I want to say it's Spong.
Yeah.
And it makes me really mad too. I want to say that they pronounce it so stupidly.
God damn it,
those bastards.
I know they do some good stuff, but as far as I'm aware, they're not the most credible site on the net. And the fact that they seem to be the only site around really that's gone out and said we're confirming Nights, it seems a bit weird. If like IGN and GamePro and people like that started doing it as well, then it'd be a bit more believable. But
from their article, it seems like they just kind of called up someone at Sega and just like, hey, you guys developing Nights? Oh yeah, we are. Okay, cool. Thanks. Talk to you later. And they didn't really give a lot more information other than that. So Spong saying that they've confirmed Nights, and there's a couple other things that came about. Yuji Naka has said officially that he's not going to develop the title, but this is actually something that we've known quite a while now. Nathan, one of the staff writers on the site, and you heard him last week on the Nerdcast. He wrote an article about Yuji Naka saying weeks ago that Probe, his new company, isn't going to be developing any old games, that they're going to be only doing new games. So I don't really understand what the big deal is over him saying that he's not going to develop Nights. I think, if we listened to what he said in the beginning, we would have known he wasn't going to develop anything.
Yeah.
So
I guess people were hoping he would, because he was like one of the main names behind the original Nights. So.
I guess it's kind of Miyamoto not having a hand or say in a Mario Brothers game, or something. What do you make of that though? Do you think that's going to negatively impact a Knights game though? Do you think?
Well, really, he's the only one guy. He wasn't as far as I'm aware, in the team that actually originally made Knights. There's quite a lot of people,
right? Of course,
who came up with the idea and everything. So if most of the rest of the team is still there, I think it can still come up.
I think he was more of like the visionary and kind of like the quality control kind of guy, that kind of like how Miyamoto is. You know, he's the one that comes up with the ideas, and he gets, you know, his little peons to actually do it. You know what I mean? So he tells them what he wants, and so I don't know. Maybe they have a smart mind down in Sega that can come up with some good stuff for Nights.
Yeah.
So
I think if they basically keep it to how the original was, they can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
And that's true. And that kind of leads us into the next bit of news that we have. There's a Nights fan site called KnightsIntheDreams.com. And again, Nathan, apparently the fan site has released some information that they have come across. Apparently they have some sources inside Sega, and Nathan has been talking with some of their administrators on the site. And here's some of the things that Nathan's been able to pull from them that they're thinking is going to be in the next Nights game, and let me go ahead and tell you what those are going to be.
Okay.
First off, they say that it's going to be a full sequel with all new characters. They also said that there could be some old levels making a reappearance, and that the game could actually be released later this year. What do you make of that, Graham?
Well, in some ways, I think it's good that it's going to be a full sequel. Although, for some people I know, they're going to be a bit dubious, because I think Nathan pointed out last week that he'd rather see just a remake of Nights, maybe with some better graphics or something, but the original game released on like the Virtual Console or something.
Right.
Rather than having a new sequel, because Sega might ruin it. Because Like with the latest Sonic games, lots of people are saying they've ruined the whole franchise. Basically.
Wait, are you talking about Sonic's not good anymore?
No, well...
I'm just playing.
You know what I'm saying. God damn it.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, but... I'd be quite keen to see them make a new sequel. I think if it's coming for the Wii, which lots of people are saying it's going to be coming out for, I think it could be... I think it could be quite interesting if it's a completely new game, and... But it being released later this year, I mean, they managed if it's going to be released later this year, they've kept it under wraps quite well, because as far as I'm aware, it takes about 3 years for the average game to be made or something, right. Doesn't it? So.
And one of the things that they did say, though, to further support the claim that the game could be released this year, is they said that there wasn't a whole lot of information released on the original nights before it was released. So Sega was able to keep it under wraps pretty well before they released it, so maybe they're doing the same thing.
Although I think with the original game it's easier to keep under wraps simply because it's a completely new franchise. I mean, if it was a Sonic game or something, then it would have been harder to keep under wraps.
True.
I think. But because Knights is now so, like, it's got such a big cult following now, and people
You know, obviously, when there's a fan site dedicated to it, and they've been around for 11 years waiting on a sequel, I think poor people. You know, it's terrible. So I almost feel sorry for them in a way.
Yeah, well, hey, it could all pay off, you know.
That's true. So basically, that's the new bit of news is so apparently. If you're going to believe a fan site on the internet, they're saying there's going to be a full sequel, all new characters, old levels will make a reappearance, and that the game could be released later this year. So you heard it here. That's what NightsInADreams.com is saying. It's still a rumor. You know, apparently they have sources that say yes, so you know, take it for what it's worth. You know, if you want to believe it, more power to you. But if you want to be skeptical,
I hope it's all accurate. I hope it's
Right. You know, I hope it is too. But
I'd like to see it.
It's just you know, everyone's going to be skeptical.
Yeah,
and
you got to keep.
I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with them.
Don't take it for gold. It's, you know.
Yeah. Next up,
okay,
is our Alien Syndrome PSP versus Wii graphics battle.
Oh,
now,
God,
Graham, this has stirred up quite a bit of shit around the internet. Can you go ahead? Can you kind of explain what happened this week? I was kind of the culprit behind it, but you kind of explain what happened.
Yeah. Well, surely you should explain it if you're the guy who.
Fine. Okay.
Happened.
You're gonna twist my arm. Basically, what happened was Sega earlier last week. Sega released some new screens of Alien Syndrome, the new remake of their old arcade game. It's going to be released on the PSP and the Nintendo Wii. They released a bunch of screens and a video for the PSP version. I ended up posting up pretty much all the screens, and while I was posting them, I started noticing that the PSP version and the Wii version actually looked pretty similar. And the more I started looking into it, the more I realized that the Wii version didn't look very much better, graphically speaking. And that really kind of struck me, because it was the first time I've really noticed something like that from the Nintendo Wii, that it didn't look, you know, quite a bit better than a handheld version of a video game.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, it kind of, you know, like I said, it struck me, so I posted the screens up, and it really, it kind of spread like wildfire across the blogging community, the video game blogging community.
Yeah.
And, I have to say that I haven't seen the Nintendo fanboys come and attack us like they have. That was kind of wild, wasn't it?
Oh my god, yeah. That was one side I was looking at, they were like spitting at you and stuff. It's just they've thrown it all completely out of proportion, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. They were insinuating that you'd enhance the images for the PSP version over the Wii version and stuff.
Apparently, some people think that I actually went back in and made the PSP images look better. Because I guess what happened was IGN also posted the images up, and theirs look a little bit more grainy than ours, or pixelated, and I don't necessarily know why, but I'm going to say that I didn't do anything to the images. We have no preference for the PSP or the Wii. You know, we all own both systems, And I want good games for both
of them. I prefer the Wii over the PSP myself.
Yeah, so. But, you know, and I really don't have a preference. One's a handheld, one's a fucking console system, you know, so I obviously want the best games for each system. I bought them, I own them. You know, as a consumer, I want good games for both of them. I'm not going to, you know, prefer one over the other.
And for anyone who's, like, a bit dubious, like, we're a fan site for all consoles.
Yeah, I mean, we're Sega-specific, you know.
Yeah, there would be no point in us saying, oh, look, the PSP version's better and enhancing the graphics. Right. There's actually no point in us doing that.
Right. So, yeah, I thought that was kind of silly that they did that.
Like, you actually posted in one of your articles that you thought the Wii version was pushing more polygons.
Right, yeah, no, I did say...
So you weren't saying it's all
originally,
bad.
Yeah, I did say that... I just say that the Wii version definitely has more polygons in it, and you can tell by that. But I thought the PSP version, the textures just looked a little bit more crisp, and they just looked a little bit better. And I thought the Wii version, the textures were a little bit more muddier, just a little bit more bland than the PSP version. But I even said in the original article that there's still plenty of time for the developer to, you know, to do some more stuff with the Wii version. And that's probably not going to, you know, it's probably not indicative of what we can see in the final version. And that's what IGN said as well in their preview of the game. I didn't end up reading that at all, but I read that in some of the other blogs that IGN said that the graphics weren't finished for the Wii version. And I said that, you know, that I didn't think they were either. So I don't understand why people were getting so upset. Another thing I do want to point...
Blame the developers, damn it.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's more... I think this is more on the developer than it is the hardware for the PSP or the Wii. Obviously, we've seen Sonic and the Secret Rings. We've seen what it can do. It looks amazing for a Wii title.
Yeah.
Obviously, the PSP will not ever be able to put up anything close to Sonic and the Secret Rings, graphically speaking. I think right now it's just on Totally Games... Who's the developer of Alien Syndrome? It's not Sega. Sega's not developing the game. It's Totally Games. They're a totally different developer. Sega's entrusting the game into them. So I think it's more on them right now than it is for the hardware for the PSP or the Wii.
Yeah.
And so I think it might have been a little bit too early, maybe, for Sega to put out some of those screens for the Wii. At least if it's, you know, if it's not going to be up to par to the other games. And another thing that someone said, though, is that they thought that the reason why the games look so similar is because they're using the same engine. That the engine was developed for the PSP in mind and the Wii version secondly. But the thing I disagree with that, though, is that there's no reason, just because a game's running the same engine... It doesn't mean that the textures or the resolution or the graphics are going to be the same. There's no reason for that. I mean, Twisted Metal Black and War of the Monsters had the same engine. Did you know that, Graham? No. They have this exact same engine and with probably a few minor tweaks. But basically, they ran the same engine, and they're two totally different games. Twisted Metal Black, of course, is a car combat game. And War of the Monsters is a fucking huge-ass monster fighting game. Those games are two totally separate games, you know, genres. So just because you're running the same engine doesn't necessarily mean the games are going to look exactly the same. So I thought that argument was kind of silly from that perspective.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of mad at the people who... We're insinuating that we were like doctoring images and stuff.
There was a couple of sites that it started off as some of the users and some of the commenters talking about it, and then a couple of sites actually started posting up that they thought that we doctored the images. And I went and actually talked to a couple of the administrators and the editors of those sites and explained to them that, you know, we're not in it to doctor images or sensationalize anything. That's not what that post was about. Originally, I wasn't trying to make it a PSP versus Wii. I was merely I made an observation that I thought the games looked similar, and that was pretty much it. I wasn't trying to make it out to be the PSP is more powerful or equally powerful to the Wii. That's not what I was trying to make it out to be. But I appreciate a couple of the guys that they ended up taking down their accusations against us. To those people who did that, I appreciate that, and thank you for being responsible and being being good fellows about that. So that's what happened with the Alien Syndrome graphics battle. It's kind of silly, kind of got out of hand a little bit, but. Yeah. So, moving on from that, though, Sega had a pretty big week last week. They released 5 titles, those titles being Shining Force Exa for the PS2, Full Auto 2 Battle Lines, and Afterburner Black Falcon for the PSP, and Virtua Tennis 3 and Armor Core 4 for the Xbox 360 and the PS3. Now, Graham, what do you make of that? That's 5 games all released in a week. What do you think about those games?
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about, I think it was in the first podcast, Nerdcast, that we're saying that they're going to release like 3 or 4 games in 1 month, and now they're like releasing like 5 in 1 week. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's good for the console owners, because it's spread over all the different consoles, isn't it?
That's what's important too, is it seems like Sega did a good job of kind of spreading themselves out. They didn't release everything on one system, so hopefully none of their games are going to get bottlenecked and, you know, in consumer demand. And I thought it was kind of interesting to see them still supporting the PS2, which was good, and I think a smart move by Sega, because it just doesn't seem like the PS3 is fully capable of supporting an exclusive game right now worldwide. So I think that was kind of a smart move on their part.
I don't know. I might have to think about that later. But carry on.
Sure thing. What I did, though, is I went down and did a little bit of research on Metacritic.com for each of these games. And I wanted to give you the average review score for each of these games. And I also took one of the reviews out, and just I'll give you a small snippet of what they said. First off, though, Shining Force Exa on the PS2, it currently has a 66 average on Metacritic.com. Now, GamePro, they scored it a 70, and this is what they said about it. They said, Exa doesn't do much to further the legacy of the series, but at least it doesn't critically damage it either. Now, Sega sent me a review copy of Shining Force Exa, and I gotta say that I think that the game is definitely better than a 66 right now. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's the first RPG I've played in a while. I can't really remember what the last RPG or traditional RPG I played was. Probably the last RPG I played was Oblivion. But this isn't your traditional RPG either. It's more of a real-time action RPG where you control all your characters or your main character, and it's all real time. It's kind of like a beat 'em up RPG, and it's a lot of fun.
Right. Okay.
There's a couple of gripes that I have, and they're kind of minor. The biggest one, though, is that you can't control the camera during the battle while you're running around. And during the game, or early on when I was playing it, I kept wanting to rotate the camera, and I just couldn't do it. And it was kind of frustrating in some instances, because I was fighting a character that was off screen and I really couldn't see what was going on, and it got kind of frustrating a little bit, but you kind of get used to it, and it's not a huge complaint, but it would have been nice to be able to rotate the camera, definitely. Another thing is that I actually picked up on this in some of the videos that Sega released for Shining Force Exa. During the cutscenes, the good thing is that throughout the entire game, all the cutscenes have real voice acting in it, and that's good. And the voice acting is pretty decent, too. But when one character finishes a section or a video piece, and it goes to whatever they're going to talk to next, and you have to hit the X button, it takes about a second or two before the next audio file loads, and they start talking again. So it kind of makes the conversation a little disjointed, and it doesn't flow very well. So you're kind of just kind of waiting on the text or the audio files to load, and it just kind of is a little awkward. But overall, I'm about 6 hours into the game right now, so I don't want to give my full thoughts on it yet. I don't think I've played it enough. But later on this week, I'll be posting my full review on the game.
Is it a long game?
I'm sorry?
Do you know if it's a long game? Is it meant to be a long game?
I've heard that it is a pretty long game, which is good. I don't know the necessary the average you know gameplay time, but I heard it is a pretty decently long RPG. I've already put, like I said, I put like 5 to 6 hours in to it already, and I feel like I'm still scratching the surface of the game. Comparing that to some of the other games that I've played recently, like Gears of War, I had already beaten it in 6 hours. So yeah, this game's definitely giving me a lot more gameplay time and just a lot more story. So I think I'm going to have a pretty good time with this game. I think it's pretty good.
Great. What's it like compared to like Shining Force 3 and stuff?
That's a good question, and it's a question I can't answer because I've never played Shining Force 3.
Oh.
the one thing, though, I do want to say is, even though I'm having fun with it, I'm still kind of disappointed that Sega's gone away from the turn-based strategy RPG from, the first... Yeah. It made the franchise. That's what the Shining Force series was known for, and I'm almost kind of bitter that they've gone away from it. I almost wish that they would have come up with an entirely new franchise to do what they're doing with now. It doing this, it's kind of frustrating in a way. But, it's fun at the same time. It's a good game. But I just still wish, I love the Shining Force universe. I love, how there's humans mixed with centaurs and, like little talking animals. I just think it's such a cool universe that they've created, and to see it as a, I think that they could do more with just a turn-based strategy RPG. I would have liked for it to go back to its roots, but maybe sometime in the future they
could.
The
weird thing is that they've got lots of different Shining games, not necessarily Shining Force, but like, especially on the Saturn, they had like Shining Wisdom, Shining the Holy Ark, and basically like the Shining Force games were the turn-based strategy guns, and they had the Shining ones, which were meant to be sort of set in a, as far as I'm aware, they're set in a sort of similar universe.
Right. Okay.
But the other ones weren't the turn-based sort of strategy battle kind of system.
Yeah. No.
I had Shining Wisdom, which is a bit like Zelda on the like SNES, which like sort of top-down running around killing things.
Right.
Then you had Shining the Holy Ark, which is a first-person RPG, which is really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised they've. I would have thought they'd have like maybe named it a different name then, like because like you said, I'd like them to have kept the Shining Force as the turn-based strategy kind of battle system, rather than a different kind of like running around like hack and slash kind
right.
of thing.
I hear what you're saying.
The name,
but
yeah.
The main thing is that the game's good. It's fun. So if you get this game, you'll have fun with it. And I think that's what's most important about the game. But that's enough about Shining Force, so let's keep moving on.
Okay.
Full Auto 2 Battle Lines for the PSP. It's not done as well so far as Shining Force, and Shining Force isn't faring that well. Full Auto 2 Battle Lines right now has a Metacritic average of 54. GameSpy gave it a 60, and here's what they said about it. It said, it's just not user-friendly. The HUD is a mess, and I struggle to decipher how damaged vehicles were, either mine or my opponent's. Your level objectives aren't easily displayed, and neither is a radar of where your enemies are or what the track looks like. That doesn't sound very user-friendly at all. What do you make of that, man?
Okay, this is actually going to be one of the things that I would bring up in a battle against the PSP versus the DS.
Okay.
The fact that... one thing I love about like DS is like it's got completely unique games and stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the PSP, they keep trying to port across console-based games onto the handheld,
right.
Which can work. In some situations, it can work really well.
True.
But for here, like if you've got a nice big TV, you can have like all things displayed on the screen, like the HUD, the HUD with like all your health and what have you, and also you can have like big, lovely arenas and like explosions and stuff. But on a PSP, like on a small handheld console, that sort of game won't ever work out as well, I don't think.
You don't think
so? And that's what they tried to do. They tried to port across like the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox style game onto the handheld, which really would never work. It's more complicated than you might think. I mean, playing the game's quite easy, but the actual whole physics of the game is actually quite complicated. There's a lot going on the screen.
Mm.
And I just don't think a handheld, simply because of the screen size, can actually handle it. So I think that's one of the failings here, that... lots of companies keep trying to port across like PlayStation 2 or Xbox games onto the PSP, and it's not working out very well.
Okay.
And
that's so a pretty good observation.
This kind of score, it doesn't surprise me, but I think maybe Sega could have gone a slightly different way and made the game slightly different, maybe, and come out better. But it's kind of disappointing, because this is one of the games I'd really like to have seen do well.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of Full Auto, and I've got it on the Xbox 360, and I just think it's such a fun game. And I think a handheld version would be good, but as I just said, it's going to be a lot harder to do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you heard it there, Graham. Spilled the beans on that. Next up, we have Afterburner Black Falcon, and again, that's for the PSP. And this one's doing better than both Full Auto 2 and Shining Force Exa. The Metacritic average is a 71, and Game Daily, they gave it an 80, and here's what they said about it. It could have used additional multiplayer options, and the overused rock music gets old. Past that, the gameplay, graphics, customization features, and humorous touches from Planet Moon make this a game PSP owners should gun for. Now, I do want to say, though, that from what I've read across the internet, though, I've heard a lot of places say the game isn't that good. I don't really know exactly what the reviewer at Game Daily was looking at. Maybe it is a good game, but I've heard pretty much everywhere else say that the game just isn't that much fun. I don't know a whole lot about it other than what we've written. I haven't had any playtime with the game or anything like that, so I really can't talk much about it.
Did they specify why it wasn't fun?
Well, I'm sorry?
Did the other side specify why it wasn't fun?
They probably did, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. They just said the gameplay just wasn't that appealing. So.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
That's
so.
Weird.
But I mean, I don't know how. I can't remember how many sites actually have reviewed it so far. It could be that a couple of sites gave it a really high rating, while a couple of other ones gave it a low rating, and just the review score right now is a little skewed,
we
might have to wait for a little bit for it to even out a little bit, so we'll keep looking into that. Next up, though, is Virtua Tennis on the Xbox and PS3. Its average is a 79 on the Xbox and an 80 on the PS3. IGN gave it the Xbox version an 80, and they said this about it: Sega's Virtua Tennis 3 is an example of a tennis game inching forward instead of making significant or even moderate leaps forward. What do you think about that? What do you think about what they said, Graham? I mean, you've played the demo. We both played it quite extensively,
yeah.
So we know what we're getting into in this game. So what do you think about that?
Well, to be honest, it's like with every sports franchise, once you made a couple of the titles, it's hard to actually keep going. Like they say, it's it hasn't made any leaps forward. That's kind of hard to do when you've made a couple already. Because once you've sort of perfected the system, it's kind of hard to keep updating the...
I think John Madden would agree with you.
Yeah. And in cases like that, they should just stop making those games. But, I mean, for Virtua Tennis 3, I was excited about the game. I think it looks quite good. The prospect of playing online is one thing that's drawn me to it.
Yeah, you can do doubles online. You know, you and a buddy can play online against two other people, so that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I hear that apparently Microsoft's actually going to set up like proper sort of championships and stuff. Like,
really?
Sort of like a Wimbledon kind of affair, if you get what I mean.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's going to be like as big as they're trying to make it out to be or anything. That's just like mumblings I've heard.
I see. And I know one of the complaints that people had across the internet, and just me reading up on some of the things people have been saying, is that they think that when you're playing the game that your player dives too much, just when making a shot. And in previous games, that didn't happen so much. Did you notice that? And actually, when I played it, I really didn't notice it so much. But after I read that, and that was in my mind, and I was thinking about it, I did notice that there was quite a bit of diving going on. What was up with that?
I didn't notice it a huge amount. I did notice they did dive a fair amount, but I thought it was about the same as the first couple of titles. But the one thing that I did notice was if the players, when they go to make a shot or whatever, they do seem to move slower. I know you actually said last week, after you played the demo, that you worked it out that in Virtua Tennis 3 they actually move faster.
They do move a little bit faster, yes.
But I don't know what it was. I think maybe the controls felt stiff or something. Like, every time I went to hit the ball, they seemed to take his time, like trying to swing the racket back and stuff. It could just be in my head, but as far as I remember, Virtua Tennis 1 and 2 were a lot faster, like quick pick up and play kind of game. You can finish the game quite quickly, but this was a lot harder to play, I found.
Right, okay. And now I want to ask you something too, because the Xbox version, the Xbox 360 version, scored a 79 and the PSP version scored an 80. Is that does that have any kind of indications on whether the PS3 is better than the Xbox 360, or is that just just kind of coincidence? What do you think?
I think it's probably more coincidence, because right now, I mean, I think it's partly to do with the fact that the PlayStation 3 doesn't have a lot of games out there.
Okay.
I mean, like, I know the Xbox 360's got maybe one or two tennis titles, but I think overall the fact that it's got so many different, it's got a wider selection of games, people are going to be a bit harsher on the game itself. But with the PlayStation 3, because it's only got like what, maybe 20 games out,
I think it has about 4. I'm kidding.
Basically what I'm saying is, yeah, the PlayStation 3 doesn't have a lot of games on the system, so I think people are probably going to try and be a bit more fair towards the game, as it were.
Right.
Because just because it is one of the bigger names out on the system right now, it's one of the more exciting titles.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's only one point within it. I mean,
right, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. If it were maybe 10 or 15 points, then maybe it might mean something a little bit more.
Doesn't the Xbox 360 version have better online play than the PS3?
You know, I want to say that the PS3 version might not even have online play. I'm not, don't hold me to that. I'm not exactly sure, but I want to say that the PS3 version doesn't have online play.
Because I do remember reading stuff about how the differences between the three different titles. It's on the PSP as well. I remember one of the things I said for the Xbox version specifically was that it had online play. And for the PlayStation 3 version specifically, it would have the tilt function for the controller.
Because that makes the game so much better.
Hell yeah. Well, I don't know. Some people might enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, the Xbox 360 version was meant to have a decent online mode.
And like I said before, you can play two-player doubles. So, I mean, just that itself sounds pretty fun. Let's keep moving on, though. The last game of Sega's five titles is Armored Core 4 on the Xbox 360 and the PS3. Now, the Xbox 360 won out in this one. It has a 62 score or average on Metacritic.com, while the PS... three version has a 61.
Yeah.
GameSpot gave it an 80.
Wins, yeah.
GameSpot.
Sorry, can't
come here. You're a crazy man. GameSpot gave it an 80, and here's what they said about it: it looks nicer, it plays faster, and with its low barrier to entry, Armored Core 4 should appeal to more than just the series faithful gearheads. Now that's something that I've actually complained about the Armored Core series before. Is I thought that they've always did a good job, and that's FromSoft. Or no, I'm sorry, I forget. I forget the developers. Anyway, I thought it was FromSoft, but I don't think that's the name of it.
I can quickly try and look it up for you if you like.
Do what?
I can quickly try and look it up for you if you like.
If you want to keep doing
you keep talking.
You do that. It's been. I think the beers are talking right now.
Drinking? What?
That's one of the things I do want to say, though, is I think that the Armored Core series has done a good job about keeping its fan base, but I don't think it's done a good job about introducing new players into the mech combat genre. And so hearing that or reading that from GameSpot is good news that that possibly new people can get into the game. I think that it has such a high... learning curve to get into the game and actually be good into it, good at the game. I think that kind of puts a lot of people off. So I think a lot of the people who've been playing the series for a while continue to keep buying these games. And you know, the people who haven't are just kind of you know, shy away from it a little bit. So so seeing that is good stuff from there. But what do you make of the game? Have you played it at all yet, Graham, or have you seen any videos?
I have never played a single Armored Core game.
Really?
I have to say, I don't know. It's just never come across my radar, really. Mm-hmm. I've seen the video though. You did actually post up a video a little while back, didn't you?
I did this past week. I did. It looked amazing though, didn't it?
I have to say the game does look very impressive. I don't really know what to say about it. It's just it does look like a lot of fun. But obviously, I have actually heard some, like when it was released in Japan, I did actually hear some comments on the net saying people saying that Chrome Hounds is actually a better game.
Really?
Overall, I know Armored Core is meant to be faster and slicker, mm-hmm. but apparently Chrome Hounds, the levels were designed better or something, and they're a lot bigger.
Okay.
And also,
I do want to point out though that both games were developed by the same developer. I do know that.
Were they really?
Yes, they were.
Who are they made by then?
I forgot who Armored Core. I want to say it's From Software or something like that, but. Oh gosh! Now you're gonna have to make me look. Gosh.
I'm actually on the main Armored Core site right now. I just can't see the name of the company.
Let me see.
God, this is ridiculous.
I'm looking it up right now, and you know, I bet I'll find it before you. I'm going to Wikipedia.
You probably will. I've got no idea what's going on here.
I'm going right now. Here we go.
Actually,
I bet everyone else is like. You know, they're yelling at us right now because they know exactly who developed the game, and now we have to look at it.
Crap. Sorry. I think we'll have to give up on this one. Yeah, should we just...
Whoa. Okay, sorry about that. There's a lot of music going on there. It was From Software, so I was right.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Sorry about all that. I went to the main Sega site, and they blasted me with some music, so I do apologize. Did you hear any of that, though? It was kind of wild.
No, but I went to the site myself, and I heard music, so I just
oh, God, it,
again.
I got a bunch of bad, you know, pop music. So From Software did do it. I was correct. Okay. So that was Sega's five games that they released, though. Most of them aren't faring so well right now. Shining Force X, Full Auto, Two Battle Lines, and Afterburner Black Falcon. They all went from the low 70s to the mid 50s. Virtua Tennis 3 is at a 79. While Armored Core is at a 60, so none of the games are really doing that well. Maybe when some more reviews start pouring in, maybe we'll see a little bit of an upswing, hopefully, on those reviews. But right now, they're not looking too good. But you know, as we all know, it's all about you know, sales. So we'll see how those come along.
I've got a feeling, just overall, the fact that because it's like couple of the games actually on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I think people are expecting too much from the games and the systems or something right now.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think that could be one of the problems. I think people are expecting these games to be absolutely amazing, like groundbreaking and stuff. But really, I think it's still going to take some time for the PlayStation 3 and stuff to actually advance much further than the original Xbox. I know all the graphics and stuff are a lot prettier and stuff.
Right.
But, I don't know. I just think right now people are judging the systems too harshly lately. That's just one theory.
Okay, that's your theory. Next up, though, if you want to keep talking about the PS3, I'll invite you to do so. Do you think Sega was the cream of the crop for the PS3 European launch? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, as you well know, I do actually think... for anyone who doesn't realise... The PlayStation 3 was finally released in Europe last Friday.
Mm-hmm. To a lot of fanfare, right?
Yeah, but in like the big cities like London and stuff, they did actually have quite a few people queuing outside. But as far as I'm aware, other places weren't so excited about the at launch, to be honest.
I've seen some pictures, and they weren't that. They didn't look that good.
No, oh no, that's not good. Basically, there's a fair amount of games that were released with the PlayStation 3 over here, because I know some games had, like in Japan and America, you sort of had to wait a little bit of time for the games to actually come out over there after the launch. But we got a few games that actually came out straight away over here. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, the games aren't that exciting. I mean, I think Sega released 5 games on the launch. They're the only company, as far as I'm aware, to release more than one game themselves on the launch for the system.
Okay, I want to say, here's the games that Sega did release, though. They released World Snooker Championship 2007, Sonic the Hedgehog, Full Auto 2 Battle Lines, Virtua Fighter 5, and Virtua Tennis 3. I do want to ask you, though, what the hell is World Snooker Championship 2007? Is that like pool or something?
You don't know
what snooker is? I have no idea. I've heard of it, but it sounds like some kind of scary, you know, video game or something.
Okay, in case you don't know, snooker is like pool. It's and billiards and stuff. It's like you're on a table and you've got cues and you hit balls around and like hit them into pockets. The rules are a lot different to pool. It's actually a lot more complicated game. There's actually a lot more skill involved. Mm-hmm. I think instead of like having two different sort of coloured type balls, like you've got like stripes and the full coloured balls in like pool. In this, you've got a load of red balls and then a few different coloured balls, and each ball's worth a certain amount of points. And what you do is, the idea is that the game is basically to knock, try and pot as many red balls as possible when you build up a small amount of points. But after you pot a red ball, you can shoot a coloured ball in, which gives you more points. But then that coloured ball will actually be put back on the table until all the red balls are cleared, and then you can knock the coloured balls in the pockets and get rid of them completely.
That sounds incredibly boring.
It's actually, if you're playing it, it's a lot of fun. If you're into the sport, it is a lot of fun. But
okay.
If you're going to a pub or something and you're getting slightly drunk, it's not a good game to play. Because if you've got to really try and follow the rules to make the game any good. Right. So pool is actually, if you're going to anywhere in Britain, you're more likely to find a pool table than a snooker table in a pub. But it's actually quite a big sport still. As far as I'm aware, it's actually a worldwide sport, even though you've never heard of it.
Yeah, we don't have that crap in America. I'm kidding, yeah, we probably do, I just don't know.
Yeah. You're probably better than us anyway, because we're crap at all sports.
And we're mostly better than you at most other things as well.
Yeah, it's quite embarrassing. we invent the sports, you guys just beat us at them. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, ever since the Revolutionary War, we've been beating you guys at everything, right? I want to ask you, though, do you think that any or all of these games will help continue PS3 hardware sales initially, you know, through the first couple months?
I'd like to say yes. Okay. Simply because right now, especially in Europe, there are about 2 other games I'd actually like to buy.
Right.
And that's Resistance Fall of Man and maybe either Final Night or Gundam, you know, mobile.
Oh, I heard bad things. Don't get that game.
Oh, you heard bad things? Okay, that's one game that I personally thought was slightly interesting. Mm-hmm. But, well, basically every other game that's out there, including Fight Night, is actually like on another system by the looks of it. You've got like Call of Duty 3, Need for Speed Carbon, Fight Night, and then you've got Virtua Tennis 3 and Virtua Fighter 5 and Sonic, which are actually on other systems, but they are good games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Virtua Fighter 5 and Virtua Tennis 3 in particular, them being like brand new, like pretty new games worldwide, and being impressive games. I heard Virtua Fighter 5 actually was called one of the best fighting games ever or something by a load of people. So I think those two games in particular will help to boost the sales quite a lot. They have come out, as far as I'm aware, they've come out on the PlayStation 3 mm-hmm. first. I'm not sure about Virtua Tennis 3, they might have come out on the Xbox 360 at the same time. Okay. But I think overall Sega have actually delivered quite well for the PlayStation 3 here.
Got it.
All the other games just aren't that impressive right now.
I think Sega's done a good job overall for developing on all consoles. So it's good to see them supporting the PS3. you know, as well as the 360, the PSP, and the DS, and the PS2. So.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing about the PlayStation 3, which it's kind of ground my gears quite a bit. It's the fact that right now a lot of people will say the PlayStation 3 doesn't have that many good games on it, and especially exclusive titles. I mean, like I said, pretty much all these games are actually on the Xbox 360 or the PC or what have you, and yet they're still releasing new games on the PlayStation 2, like Shining Force Exa, and like they had God of War 2 recently released, and God of War 2 is meant to be an amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell aren't they releasing these games on the PlayStation 3?
You know, I think that's more of an indicator of where we're at in the video game industry right now. I think publishers are just a little scared right now on losing too much money on supporting such an early system when it doesn't have a very large install base. So I think that Sega looked at the PS2, you know, and the PS3 possibly, and said, you know, the user base for the PS2 is so much larger than the PS3, and that traditionally I think the PS2 has done really well in supporting and having some successful RPGs. So I thought Sega thought that it might serve them best to go ahead and release Shining Force on the PS2. And, you know, I think they made a good choice in that, though.
Well, my argument against that is the fact that, yeah, the PlayStation 2's got, a huge user base compared to any other console out there, especially the PlayStation 3. But if you go by that logic, there's absolutely no reason to make a PlayStation 3 game.
Yes.
If you think that games are going to sell on the PlayStation 2, don't make any PlayStation 3 games. There's no point in having a PlayStation 3 out there. However, they've made this machine. They've made it powerful. It's a good, powerful machine. You can tell it's as good as the Xbox 360. Right. I mean, in graphics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And everyone loves the Xbox. Well, quite a lot of people love the Xbox 360. So, surely, if they made these games specifically for the PlayStation 3, they can make them look really good, really impressive. And they'd actually have some good games that are only for the PlayStation 3, which will make people buy the machine. If you're going to release on the PlayStation 2, there's no point having a PlayStation 3. And as far as I'm aware, a lot of these games that are exclusive for the PlayStation 2 are partly made by Sony. Like, Sony have some hand in them. So Sony in themselves are actually shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, I know Sony did say also that they want to support the PS2 for, what, like 10 years or something like that?
That's just retarded. Most people will say that the average console these days has got like a 4-year lifespan.
Right, I agree. And Sony's, they want to extend the lifespan of their consoles, and you know, I can't blame them for that. But the one thing they have to make sure they don't do is support a past console to the point where it's negatively impacting their current console. And I don't think they really have a huge part to say on what a developer or publisher is going to release on which system. You know, I don't think they can make Sega release games on the PS3 as opposed to the PS2.
I know what you're saying there, but there are some games that Sony do actually have hands in. But they still seem to push them more towards the PlayStation 2, those kind of games. True. And it just makes no sense, really. If they want to try and sell,
you could always play the PS2 games on the PS3.
Well, yeah, but if you they've got 80 million, 75 million people who've got PlayStation 2s already. Why the hell would they buy a $600 machine just to play their PS2
Touché.
Game on it
Touché.
When they can already do it for no apparent reason?
Good point.
makes no sense.
I hear you. I think that's going to be an argument that's not going to be won here. So save it for next week. We got to keep rolling on. Next up, we're done with the Sega news now. I know we've been going quite a bit on that, and I apologize to you all. Now we're going to get into a little bit about what we've been playing. And Graham, what have you been playing this week?
As always, I've been playing Oblivion.
God. All right, you might as well tell us what you've been doing in the game, though, at least.
I finally completed the... last week I told you I was doing some Fighters Guild missions. I finally completed all the missions for the Fighters Guild. I'm now the head of the Fighters Guild.
Okay.
And I've just been tooling around, really, just experimenting with other stuff. And I did actually find out something quite annoying.
What's that?
I've basically, I've completed the game a few times, and I've completed it without cheating a single time, but I found this actually quite a nifty little glitch in the game.
What's that?
Which you can duplicate items.
Really?
There's a way you can, like, basically use arrows in a way to duplicate items, so you can actually make, like, 100 axes, and then sell those axes to, like, stores, so you can make a huge profit.
Huh.
And, I only found out this out recently, so I started doing that with this character. I started cheating a little
bit.
Oh
my gosh, I've lost all respect for you.
I've completed the game like 3 or 4 times without cheating once. it's my turn to cheat.
Oh, okay. as long as you beat the game before you start cheating.
Yeah, I've completed it. It's like a brand new character. I decided to try out like some of these glitches out, which look pretty cool. But the other day, I was like turned it on. It said there's an update available for Oblivion. I was like, okay, update. This update cancels out that glitch. So I've just started using this cool little glitch thing, and now I can't do it anymore. So I'm slightly annoyed. in a way, I wish I'd sort of tried to glitch before, but yeah, I'm slightly annoyed.
That's
by
funny.
That.
It's funny.
It's quite a nice little sort of glitchy thing they had in there. I don't see why they got rid of it, really. It didn't seem to be ruining the game at all.
Maybe they just didn't want people to cheat.
Well, I'm just slightly annoyed.
Yeah,
no,
I hear you. What else have you been playing?
I've been playing Crackdown quite a bit. Still playing that game. Just trying to build up, get the final like points and stuff that you need to fully complete the game.
Right.
I did find out something quite annoying about the game, because I know I wanted you to get the game and stuff, but you haven't been able to pick it up.
No, it's because I live in a third world country, and they don't have Microsoft Polish games.
Yeah.
I'll get it sometime soon.
Yeah, hopefully you will. But for anyone who doesn't know, I also wanted to play with Chris on cooperative mode or online, because it's meant to be really good. And we played on the demo a bit, and it's good fun, but it's restricted.
Right.
So we sort of wanted to play online together for the full game. But I've like pretty much completed the game. My character's super like hard and stuff now. And I wanted to start a brand new character so we could like build up our levels together.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can't see a way to start a new character.
Really?
If I was to go into the options and like choose a new character each time, that character will have the same powers as what I've got now.
Hmm.
And I can't see an option to start a brand new file or anything like that. So I think the only way I can do this is actually delete the file I've got, which is kind of annoying. It's kind of crazy, really, I think.
Yeah, that is weird.
So that's another annoying thing I've just found out this week. Yeah, I've also been playing on Phoenix Wright.
Has the bulk of your time been playing on the toilet as opposed to anywhere else?
You know what? It hasn't.
What, really?
I'm
surprised.
I don't spend that much time on the toilet, I guess. I'm not one of those people. I know some people like to spend their time, like, take it easy.
Well, you know, I find that it's probably the one place that I can go away and I don't have to. I can kind of tune out the rest of the world, and I know that someone's not going to bother me. Unless someone starts the fire alarm.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I guess I'm just not.
I especially like to do it at work too, because I like to think that if I take a poo at work, then I'm actually getting paid to poo.
Yeah. You see, as you know, with my work, if I was to do that, I'd get.
Do you actually have to write that down too, like so you can know?
They do actually frown upon it when you leave your desk for like more than a few minutes.
Oh,
jeez. So, unless you're actually doing.
I'm gone for a good half hour.
I just wish. I wish. But no, it's not.
Okay, so no. Tell us about Phoenix Wright, though.
Well, yeah, I picked it up last week, and I'm now on the second to last case, as it were. I'm really enjoying the game so much. I won't actually sit down and play it. I'm one of those people who doesn't really play the handheld unless I'm travelling or like going to the doctors or something. I'll only play it in
right.
short bursts. But this is one of those games I've actually been able to sit down and I can play for hours constantly. And I'm surprised at how hard the game is, actually, because I know the DS is considered to be a bit of a kiddie machine. But there's some of the cases are actually quite. They've got some like hard little clues you have to try and solve and stuff, which is quite impressive. But perhaps I'm just really bad at the game, I don't know, but it's taken me a while to do some of these the cases and stuff. I'll move on.
Okay.
I've also been playing a tiny bit of Resident Evil 4, which I also picked up
yes.
last week.
And you made a ridiculous claim that you didn't think the graphics were good in it last week.
No. Well, stop. Stop right there before we get, like, crazy fanboys.
Yeah, you know, Capcom has some crazy fanboys, too.
I did not say the graphics were bad. I just didn't say they were as impressive as I thought they were going to be. I think the graphics are good. I think the graphics are great. However, in all the screenshots and all the videos I saw of the game, the graphics were amazing. I thought they were perfectly smooth and, like, everything was really high detail. But when I was playing the game, I could see quite a few jagged edges. I could see a lot of bland areas. The villages in particular, they weren't as high detail as I was expecting them to be. And just little bits of it, I thought, weren't as good. And the game seems quite brown and muddy and just like one texture, if that makes it, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. You know how some people complained about Zelda on the Wii, the Twilight Princess, they're saying it's quite a muddy
right.
colour. That's sort of one game with Resident Evil 4.
I thought the I hear what you're saying. Keep going.
Yeah, okay. the game is brilliant. I think the game is amazing. The graphics are good, obviously. I'd be a fool
right.
to say they weren't. Just not quite as impressive as I thought. But I haven't been playing it that much simply because I want to complete Phoenix Wright first. I think I've played Phoenix Wright quite a bit. I'm not going to complete it quite soon. And I'd rather complete that game first before I really get down into Resident Evil 4. Because that's going to be like the next game I'm really going to try and
okay,
complete,
well,
think.
Good. Hurry up and beat Phoenix Wright so you can actually get into Resident Evil 4. Because
yeah.
I guarantee you, you're going to love the game. It's an awesome game.
Excellent.
So.
Good.
Is that all? Is that all you've been playing this week?
There's one other game I've been playing.
Jeez.
Yeah, I like to play games. Go on.
You're going to make me look bad. You've playing all these games.
I've been playing Burning Rangers a little bit on the Saturn.
Mm-hmm. I've never played the game. What's it like?
Do you know what it is? Do you actually not know what it's about?
No, I don't. That's why I asked you.
You son of a... You've heard of the game, yeah?
I have heard of the game, yes.
Okay, good. That's one start. Jesus Christ, I can't believe you've played it. Basically, Burning Rages is... when I explain it, you're going to say, this sounds gay, but I can guarantee it's a brilliant game. It's like you're a futuristic firefighter, in a way.
Hey, wait, and, one second. That sounds pretty gay, dude.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, keep going.
I'm not going to be able to explain this at all well. It's going to sound terrible, but anyone who's played the game, they'll know that it's a good game. In the game, you're a futuristic firefighter, and you've got like four or five levels, which may not seem that good, but it's actually the level's actually quite long, and there's this really good storyline that goes behind each level, and each level is completely different. Like you're sent in there to do a certain objective, but it turns out that overall the whole storyline links up together.
Mm-hmm.
And within the levels, you've got fires that break out at random moments and stuff. Like you could walk into a room and there'd be fires in there, and you have to put them out. But also, if you don't put fires out in the buildings, then the buildings actually become more unstable as you progress, and they get to a certain point that the walls and stuff start exploding around you, and it becomes quite intense at times.
Sounds like a pretty exciting game.
It's very exciting. You really have to play it to actually know what I'm saying. As I said, I can't explain it at all. So
you did a pretty shitty job.
I'm sorry. just go online and look up a video or get the game, damn it. So what have you been playing?
After, you know, your freaking marathon gaming, you're making me look bad. Pretty much all I've been playing this week is Shining Force X, because I've been trying to put as much time into it as I can, just so I can hurry up and get the review out. I've already talked a little bit about, you know, what I thought of the game, but I'm having fun with it, so I can't, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to go too much into it. Like I said, I want to save most of it for my final review. I think the most important thing I can say about the game is that it's fun. I think most people, if you're into RPGs and you pick this up, you're not going to be disappointed with the game. If you know what you're going to go, you're going to get into going into the game, then I think you'll like it. You know, if you're expecting something like a traditional Shining Force game,
for some reason, you may be a little disappointed with what Sega has in store for you. But if you're familiar with Shining Force Neo on the PS2, I've heard that it's pretty similar to that, gameplay-wise. Now, one thing that Sega did include in Shining Force Exa that wasn't in any of the previous games is that there's a thing called a Geo-Fortress in it, and it's basically like a huge castle, an upgradable castle that you can get, and you can get new kind of defenses and like cannons and things that you can get to help defend your castle. And basically throughout the course of the game, you have a party that you take with you to play the main quest, and the rest of your party members stay back into the Geo Fortress. And throughout the game, enemies will come and attack the fortress, and you have to send out anyone who's still left in the Geo Fortress, and you have to defend the castle. And it makes for a pretty good break in gameplay, and it's kind of fun to do different little things, and it's fun to go out and find different kind of upgrades for your castle. Like at this one point, I had to go out and get some kind of items so I can go back and activate my cannons, and so you can just do different little things like that. And it makes for fun, especially for people who like to complete every aspect of an RPG. So it's pretty fun. I'm having fun with that. I do like that Sega did include that in it, and like I said before, it provides a nice break from just the straight RPG storyline that you're just trying to go out and save the world. So good touch.
Can I just ask, can you actually send the like 20 people into your party and then like leave one person in the fortress?
No. It's not like that at all. I think right now you can only have 3 people in your active party. So you're running around and you're doing something. You can have your main character, and you switch between your main character, a guy named Toma, and a girl. I forget her name. I think it's like Cyril or something like that. You change between him and her. So if you're not playing as him, you're controlling her through the main quest, and vice versa. And you can bring 2 other characters along with you, and so there's the rest of the characters are all in the Geo Fortress. So they're the ones kind of staying back and holding down the fort.
Do you know if your party gets bigger later on? Or
oh, that's a good question. I don't know that. So I'm still waiting on it. The one thing I do want to say is I've been 6 hours into it also, and I think that so far, the storyline-wise, Sega didn't do a very good job of explaining and just kind of developing the characters right now, because I think I'm pretty... I've put quite a bit of time into the game right now, and I still don't know a lot about the characters or why they're doing what they're doing. So that part. I'm still waiting to find out more about the characters. I want to know more about them. I want to care about the characters, but right now, I can't say I really do. It'll be interesting to see where the game goes from here.
That's kind of essential for an RPG, isn't it?
What's that?
That's kind of essential for an RPG, I think. Getting to know the characters, you have to feel.
Yeah.
Involved in the game. You've got to feel compassion for the characters.
Definitely. Yeah. So right now there's not a whole lot of information about the characters or their background or like I said, why they're on this particular mission. Like I said, I'll be having the full review later on this week, so keep checking back and you'll see that pretty soon. That's what we've been playing this week. Next week I promise I'll be playing a little bit more games. To talk to you a little bit about.
A little bit less.
And Graham, you need to stop playing as many games. Damn, it's too much.
Yeah, sorry. Although I'm getting paid in a few days, so I might have to go on spending.
Oh, jeez.
Now we'll see.
Yeah. This next area, though, Graham, this is all you, buddy. It's contest time. It's time for you to announce the winner of the Sega PC games. So go for it. Take it away, Bula. Okay.
In case you guys didn't know. For the last couple of weeks, we've been holding a competition to win 11 Sega PC titles. We originally started a couple of Nerdcasts back, and we decided to keep it going for one extra week, simply because we got a few entries in, but we thought we could have more. We wanted more, damn it. So we extended it and advertised it a bit more, and we actually got quite a few more entries flooding in, which is pretty good.
A few more as in one.
Why,
I'm kidding.
No, we had a fair few. It wasn't like, I wouldn't say we were like engulfed by them, but we had a decent amount, I'd say.
That's good.
Do you want me to run down the list of the
games?
Sure,
go for it.
Okay, yeah, these are the games that were on offer. There's Sonic 3D, Sonic Heroes, Sonic Adventure DX, Virtual Fighter 2, Panzer Dragoon, Worms, Worms Forts, Crazy Taxi, Immortal Cities Children of the Nile, Rome Total War, and Condemned. And shall I announce the winner right now?
Do it. Dun 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 dun.
The winner is Christian Hearn, who has won all those 11 titles.
Congratulations, Christian.
Yeah. And I have to say, wait a second. Yeah, I have to say, a few people did actually comment that they found the quiz quite hard.
Yeah.
But Christian managed to get full marks.
So he got all of them correct.
He got 59 out of 59.
Wow. That's impressive.
Pretty impressive. Because we did get quite a few high entries. We've got a lot of people in the high 40s, sort of low 50s. Right. And there's quite a few high entries in there. And there were a couple which were quite poor as well. There were a few high entries. But this guy, Christian, managed to get them all right. So either he's a genius or he just used Google a lot.
Or he's a psychic.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Well done, Christian. You've won those games. What we need to do now is get in contact with us, give us some contact information, and we can try and ship those.
Why don't you give them your email address right now, in case he's listening?
I could give him my email address. Okay, it's graham@saganerds.com, mm-hmm. Or if you want to, you could go to the forums at saganerds.com and just PM me.
Right.
That's another way to do it.
Wait, how do you spell your name, though?
G-R-A-H-A-M. Like, Graham.
Graham.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Some people have spelled it with an E, but I'm not one of those guys.
Yeah. You're not one of those Nancy boys.
but for anybody else who entered the competition, I wanted to say a big thank you to you guys. It was a lot of fun actually marking your entries. I hope you had fun doing it. And in case you wanted to know what scores you got, I'm not going to post up a list of who got what points because I don't want to embarrass anybody or whatever.
Right.
But I'm going to write up the full answer sheet for you guys to read on the main site, so you guys can judge for yourself how well you guys did. And thanks again for everyone who entered. Congratulations to Christian Hearn. And that's the end of that contest.
Good
for now.
Stuff. Now I want to ask: was this? I forget. Was this contest? Was it sponsored by Geekos as well?
Ooh, it's actually an association with Geekos.
Okay.
It's a computer store in England. It's quite a small store, but they do PC repairs, and they also specialise in retro consoles and retro games.
And they have a grocery store.
So you can go in
there. I don't know.
So they're actually really good. They ship all around the world. They actually have really old systems in right now. They've got like Atari 2600s, Spectrums.
Really?
They've got Game Gears, Dreamcast, Mega.
And are they all different regions, or are they all PAL?
Most of them are PAL because it's an English based place, but I did actually go in the store and he showed me a lot of Japanese and American stuff, which is quite impressive. He did actually have a whole box of Japanese Mega Drive games, which is quite cool, and he showed me a fair few Genesis
titles. Maybe you can buy me some American games over there and send them to me.
Perhaps I can. Perhaps you can buy them yourself, you punk.
Maybe I'll do that. Well, if I wanted to buy something from them, where and how could I go about doing that?
I was about
to say.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
If you go to www.geekos.co.uk, okay. That's G-E-E-K-O-S, like a geek OS, right, at the end. .co.uk, and they've got the main site there. I think they're still updating the main site. They've been updating their site and getting their shop fully listed. Mm-hmm. But if it is still being updated, they've actually got a link to an eBay store, which they've also got set up as well. So you can actually still get games from them quite easily. Or if you want, they've got a link to email the main guy of the site, and he's quite friendly. He's a nice guy. And he did actually tell me exclusively that he is open to offers to anybody who wants to come, and if anyone sees a game they like, he will be willing to bargain down his prices.
Oh, really?
Even though they're actually they're very reasonably priced. I've checked out a few different sites on eBay and stuff, and as far as I can tell, most of his prices are pretty competitive already, but he has said that he will be willing to, for like reasonable offers, he will be willing to go for them. So it's good stuff. It's a good place to go.
Yeah, sounds like a good stuff. Okay, so there's our contest. It's about time to start wrapping the show up now.
Yeah, I think so.
I do want to talk a little bit about some of the future features that you can expect to see on the Nerdcast and on the main site as well. If you've been checking on the site, you might have noticed a new poll in our sidebar this week asking you to vote on a classic Sega game. And basically what the whole point of that is we're going to do that each week, and whatever game wins, the Sega Nerds crew is going to play the game throughout the week, and then we'll kind of talk about it at the following Nerdcast. And as you know, if you've been looking at the site, Shinmu has pretty much been killing everyone else. So Shinmu has won this week. So next week we'll be talking about some Shinmu. So what we'll do is we've created kind of like a little internal competition between all the people on the Nerdcast, and what we're going to do is we're going to have a 10-hour time limit, and we're going to see who can get the furthest within that 10 hours. And I invite everyone else, though, to also play along with us. So if you want to, you know, if you want to see how far you can get in Shinmu in 10 hours and then post in next week's Nerdcast article, then please do so and just let us know, and you can kind of compare it to how we've done. So we're going to be playing some Shinmu this week. I'll put a new poll up with some new games next week. And so, Graham, are you kind of excited to play some Shinmu again?
Oh, I am. Absolutely. I love that game.
So the one thing I'm excited about this new feature, though, is I think it's going to get us playing some classic games again that we played quite a bit.
Yeah.
And some games that we might not normally go back and play because we're, you know, too busy playing some of the new games coming out. So it's kind of cool. I've beat Shinmu quite a bit, but I'm looking forward to getting back into playing some good old Shinmu.
Yeah, definitely. And if anyone has actually got a request for a game, you could always send us in the request, and we can try and put that on the list as well.
Definitely, yeah. If you see a game that you'd like us to talk about on the Nerdcast, please just send us an email and let us know. And you can do that by, like Graham said, you can either send us an email. I'm Chris@SegaNerds.com, and of course he's Graham@SegaNerds.com. You can send us an email, you can PM us on the forums, or you can send us a tip. If you look in the sidebar, there's a link for send us tips. You go on there, you can fill out the form, and send it to us, and that'll go directly to the Sega Nerds team. And so you can send it to us that way. So there's all these different ways that you can get information to us. Just please give us your feedback and let us know what you want in that way.
Or if you can't be bothered to do any of that, the easier way to do it is just to click on the comments on the main site.
Good point. Yeah, that's another one. So we're here for you.
That's right.
Another one that I want to talk about. This is Graham. This is one of your ideas. How about you talk about this for a minute?
Okay, it's called the feature is called Mini Retro Reviews, mm-hmm. and the general idea behind it is the fact that right now we haven't got that many reviews on the site. We'd like to have more reviews up there, but the fact is, to write a good review, it takes time. A lot of us have different jobs and like commitments and stuff, so we don't have like a whole day to sit here and write reviews out and play games and stuff all the time.
Right.
So one thing we'd like to do is just try and get some mini reviews out, which would essentially be a breakdown of the main points of a game and our opinions of it. So rather than writing out a whole like big article about a game, like explaining all the intricate details and how the game controls, the storyline and what have you, mm-hmm. we'll literally like write up a few short paragraphs explaining maybe explaining a little bit about the game, then like the main features, like the graphics, the sounds, how it plays, and the overall like score that we'd give it. And the reviews will be quite short. They'll be really quick for you guys to read, so you can get a very quick opinion of a game, and it'll be very quick for us to write up about stuff.
Okay.
And that way, it's one way for us to get lots of reviews out that you guys might be interested in reading. And also, we'd like to ask you guys to, if you've got a request for a review that you've heard about a game and you're not sure about it, send a request and we can get a review written up as soon as possible.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a good,
Good little feature for the site. I'm excited for that. Another thing I want to ask you guys for is if we get we're going to open up the Nerdcast for like a mailbag. So if you have any questions in regards to Sega, whether it be past games, upcoming titles, anything regarding Sega, if you want to know about it, go ahead and send us some questions. And you can do that on the Send Us Tips page. You can email us, PM us on the forums, like I said, or even comment in this week's Nerdcast article. So
also in the forums there is actually a Nerdcast thread area where you can actually post up anything about the Nerdcast. Like if you've got questions or comments about it, you can post them up there, and we can read out your comments or what have you on the Nerdcast as well.
Yes, and please refrain from talking about anal sex, because I know
there has been one guy going around doing that.
Yeah. So if it doesn't have anything, you know, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with anal sex, then we'll be happy to talk about it.
As long as he's enjoying it, that's the main thing.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Try not to spread it around too much.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
All right, it's time to put this baby to bed. It's been up too long. You know, we're done this week, fellas. Tune in next week for Sega Nerdcast 5. I can't believe, you know, we're already almost at our 5th episode. You know, don't drink and drive, stay safe, and don't bang your sister. So, have a nice week, fellas.
Definitely not.
All right, see you later.
Hope you enjoyed it. See you later, guys.
Like your life hasn't changed and it's